Good morning, wonderful folks. Welcome back to the Iron Crypto Man podcast show. It's your host, Pat. And if you're stopping by for the first time, or if you're a new investor, feel free to click that referral link under the description of this episode, where if you sign up today with Webull and deposit just $1 into that brokerage account, you can earn yourself up to 12 free fractional shares, folks. All right. Those free fractional shares can be valued up to $30,000. So definitely take advantage of this opportunity while it still lasts. Go and get yourself some free stocks, folks. And most importantly, go and get that free money. Also, make sure to click the second link under the description of this episode, where it will prompt you to our official merchandise website so you can further support the channel. All right, we just dropped exclusive crew necks, t-shirts, tank tops. We have duffel bags for the gym. We have onesies for the toddlers. All right, big shout outs out there to our toddlers. All right, you guys are our future leaders, future innovators, and it's our job, our due diligence as parents, to develop our youth into becoming angel investors. All right, and with that being said, folks, in today's episode, we're going to be going over live indexes in the stock market, right? We're also going to be discussing live watch prices, right? We'll be going over how First Citizen is now acquiring the failed bank, Silicon Valley. Right. And last but not least, we'll be going over my stock pick of the day. So if you have your notepads out, pens out, buckle up your seatbelt, folks. You already know what time it is. Now let's prepare to educate ourselves. All right. First up, we have the S&P 500. We are currently trading at $3,987.45 on this beautiful Monday morning. We are up today, folks, by $16.46. All right. Next up, we have the Dow Jones. We are currently trading at $32,491.29, up today as well by $253.76. Next, we have the NASDAQ trading at $11,793.45. Unfortunately, we are down in the red with the NASDAQ. We are down by $30.38. All right, next up, we have our commodities. We have crude oil currently trading at $72.31, up today in the green as well by $3.05. All right, next we have gold. Gold is currently trading at $1,953.30. We are down today by $30.50. And last but not least, folks, we have silver. Silver is currently trading at $23.12, and we are down today by 22 cents. So overall, what I'm seeing with these live index prices within the stock market on this Monday morning is pretty much everything is in the green, with the few exceptions of the NASDAQ and some of our commodities. All right, as you guys already know, especially if you guys have listened to my podcast last week, we had the Fed meeting. All right, the Fed meeting was through March 21st to March 22nd, right? And yes, the Feds did raise interest rates, but only by a small 25 basis hike. So this week, we're definitely seeing a reflection off of that small interest rate hike, and we're starting to see the market open in the green on the first day of the week. So more than likely, folks, if you all were to check out your portfolios today, and if you guys have been following some of these blue chip companies that I name here on the Iron Crypto Man podcast show, then more than likely you would be in some profit today. All right, so now let's go over the live watch values. All right, we have Rolex. All right, Rolex is down today by 6.2%. We have Omega, which is also down by 0.4%. We have Grand Seiko, which is down by 4.3%. We have Patek Philippe, which is down by double digits, 10.1%. We have Cartier, which is surprisingly in the green today by 1.3%. We have Breitling as well, up today by 2.1%. And last but not least, folks, we have Audemars Piguet, which is unfortunately down in double digits as well by 11.6%. All right, there you guys have it. That is a summary of the top brands amongst watches, right? If you guys are in the market to buy, sell, or trade your watches, Now would probably be a good time to probably purchase watches. I don't really see anything up in the green too significantly other than Cartier and Breitling, right? So for all of my watch enthusiasts out there who own Patek Philippe's or Audemars Piguet's, now would not be the time to sell, but more so would be the time to buy these watches at a discounted price. All right, so if you guys remember last week, I briefly talked about some of the banks that collapsed, right? And one of those included were Silicon Valley Bank. And as of yesterday, folks, First Citizen has acquired to purchase the failed bank. So let's go ahead and read into that. First Citizens will acquire much of Silicon Valley Bank, the tech-focused financial institution that collapsed this month, setting off a chain reaction that caused a second bank to fail and tested faith in the global banking sector. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corp, which is also known as the FDIC, and other regulators had already taken extraordinary steps to head off a wider banking crisis by guaranteeing that depositors in SVB and failed Signature Bank would be able to access all of their money. While more than half of Silicon Valley assets will remain in U.S. receivership, the First Citizen deal announced late Sunday, at least initially, seemed to achieve what regulators have sought, a shoring up of trust in U.S. regional banks. At the opening bell Monday, shares of mid-sized banks like KeyCorp, Zions, and First Horizon rose by 8%. First Republic Bank, which received a $30 billion rescue package from 11 of the biggest banks in the country as it teetered in the wake of the Silicon Valley collapse, jumped up today by 23%. Customers of SVB will automatically become customers of First Citizen, which is headquartered in Raleigh, North Carolina. All right, big shout out to North Carolina. That is my hometown state. All right, the 17 former branches of SVB will open as First Citizens branches Monday, the FDIC has said. European shares opened higher Monday with German lender Cosmer Bank AG up today by 2.4% and BNP Paribas up by a small percentage of 1.2%. Anxiety over contagion in the banking sector quickly spread to Europe this month, and regulators their broker takeover by UBS of troubled Swiss bank Credit Suisse. Shares of Dutch bank trembled 8.5% for similar reasons, rising interest rates, but stock in the Germany bank bounced back by 3.6% on Monday today. Silicon Valley, based in Santa Clara, California, collapsed March 10th in a bank run after customers rushed to withdraw money due to fears over the bank's solvency. It was the second largest bank collapse in U.S. history after the 08 failure of Washington Mutual. All right, as you guys already know, 2008, that is when we had our recession, right? 2 days later, New York Signature Bank was seized by regulators in the third largest bank failure in the U.S. In both cases, the government agreed to cover deposits, even those that exceeded the federally insured limit of $250,000, so depositors were able to access their money. All right, New York Community Bank agreed to buy a significant chunk of Signature Bank in a $2.7 billion deal a week ago, but the search for a buyer for SVB took longer. The sale of Silicon Valley Bank involves the sale of all deposits and loans of SVP to First Citizen Bank and Trust Co., the FDIC said. The acquisition gives the FDIC shares in First Citizens worth $500 million. Both the FDIC and First Citizens will share in losses and the potential recovery on loans, including in a loss share agreement, the FDIC said. The FDIC will retain about $90 billion of Silicon Valley, $167 billion in total assets as of March 10th, while First Citizen will acquire $72 billion at a discount of $16.5 billion, the FDIC said. It said its estimate Silicon Valley Bank failure will cost its industry-funded deposit insurance fund about $20 billion. First Citizen Bank was founded in 1898, and says it has more than $100 billion in total assets. with more than 500 different banks in 21 states, as well as a nationwide bank. It reported net profit of $240 million in last quarter, and it is one of the top 20 U.S. banks. It says it is the largest family-controlled bank in the country. All right, folks, so there you have it. To kind of summarize this up, right, Silicon Valley Bank collapsed earlier this month, right? And for those people who actually had money in Silicon Valley Bank, you know, they were told that the FDIC at the time, of course, they can only insure up to $250,000. And now that that has changed, right, there's not a number as to how much they will cover, but let's just say if you have, you know, $300,000 and you are banking with Silicon Valley, the feds, the FDIC will insure you that you'll get your $300,000 back. All right. And also, First Citizen has purchased Silicon Valley Bank. All right. So let's just say if you were a user of Silicon Valley Bank, you will now automatically be transferred over to First Citizen, and their headquarters is located in the beautiful state of North Carolina. All right, folks, so to go ahead and wrap up this episode here, we're going to go ahead and go over my stock pick of the day, and that is going to be none other than Tesla. All right, Tesla today is currently trading at $192.32. We are up today, folks, by $1.99. We have a total market cap of $608.55 billion. And as I'm looking at the 6-month chart, right, we had a 6-month high of $282.92. That was a few months after our 3-to-1 stock split, right? If you guys are not aware of the Tesla 3-to-1 stock split, make sure to go back to I want to say either season 1 or season 2 of the Iron Crypto Man podcast show, where I briefly talked about Tesla as well as other blue chip companies that performed major stock splits. You can get these stocks at a phenomenal discount, right? So like I had mentioned, right, we had a 6-month high of $282.94 for Tesla, which was September 27th, 2022. And you guys are getting it at a pretty good discount right now. So now is the time to, you know, load up on Tesla, right? Of course, I am not a financial advisor. I'm just a brother here giving you guys statistical news on the stock market and the crypto market. And it is always your guys' job, your due diligence to do the research. All right. Always do your research before putting any money into any asset. All right, folks. Well, thank you guys for listening to me. I hope you guys were able to learn something, and I'll be hearing from you guys on the next episode. Peace.